The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shooting from the Hip. My name is Mark Avery and I am here without adult supervision today. As you may have heard Dave Daniels mention, I'm on my lonesome and I would love to have you join us. If you'd like to call into the studio at 457-1290, this will be a great opportunity for you to get on the air, get your questions asked, and to the best of my ability, get them answered. Shooting from the Hip is sponsored by SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road. That's just south of the river, right across from the DPNL maintenance yard, and we would love to have you stop by. There is a lot going on at SimTrainer between now and Christmas. You may have remembered many times over the last year where Jeff has talked about that Christmas wasn't as far away as you thought. Well, now it's really within reach. So we are having some specials going on, and if you'd like to take part of those, you're welcome to stop by the range and see them, or you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com and look at the ads that are available there. It'll give you all the specials that we have in our flyers tab. One of those is the 12 Days of Christmas, and we have several specials going on, 15% off all in-stock secured accessories, 50% off manufacturer's retail price for all in-stock Crimson Trace and all in-stock Night Sights. That is a great deal, especially if you pair it up with the True Glow rebate that's currently available and the Secure It Fast Boxes. Those are also on sale. So if you're looking for a place that you can securely store your firearms, which is a really important thing to do, especially if you have kids in the home, but even if you are ever having guns in your home and you're not there, the Secure It Fastbox 47 and Fastbox 40 are both great ways to do that. You can install them vertically, put them in a narrow space, or you can install them horizontally and then slide it under a bed and secure it to the floor that way. Great way to store a firearm and have it readily available when you need it. We also have the Secure It Agile 52, which is a six-gun safe that it is assembled. You assemble it yourself in location where you want it. None of the pieces are really that terribly heavy. The door is probably the heaviest part, but you can put it in a place where you probably wouldn't be able to get a regular, standard, fully assembled, welded together safe, but it's as secure. It is an excellent piece of equipment, and the new locking system that they put on the Agile 52, it does a really good job. So if you'd like to find out more about those, you can stop by the store, again, at 2031 Dryden Road. That's north of the Dryden Road exit off of I-75. We also have gift cards. And that's something that when you're getting this close to Christmas, that might be the best way for you to figure out a way to share the gift of shooting and the gift of maybe a firearm with someone. One of the things that we often get questions about is, how do I find the best gun for my significant other and fill in the blank? And the best way to do that is to let them choose it. I'm serious about this. There's no bigger mistake that a guy can make than to try to buy a gun for someone else who hasn't had a chance to try it. And we have plenty of those available. We have actually a couple of special package deals that are going on right now. So the retail value of those deals is over $800, and depending on which gun you get, it's either $550 or $625. There's one firearm per package, and then they also include training and other things that are included with it. So if you're looking for that, you get the training that to teach you to learn how to use that firearm, the ammunition that you need with it, a membership that you'll be able to come back and practice what you've learned in the classes, and then all the gear that you'll need when you come to the range. Those are great package deals and great ways to give a Christmas present. But if you are buying the gun for someone who hasn't had a chance to shoot it yet, you are making a mistake. And we don't want you to make that mistake. We've seen that happen far too often. So that's part of the reason that we have put together some of our training packages. And one of them is the training pass. The standard training pass allows you to buy the basic handgun class and a concealed carry class. Each of those are normally $100. And in addition to those two classes, you get all the ammunition that you need to shoot at those classes. Plus, you get a 3-month membership to come back and shoot for practice without any range fees. So that's just $200, which would be normally the cost of just the two classes without the ammunition. You get that if you get the training pass, you get it with the ammunition, and you get also a 3-month membership to come back and practice. So that's a super deal. That's a great way. If you're looking for a gift for someone, and someone who does not already have a concealed handgun license, but you know is interested in doing that and has probably not had any training and may not have even selected their firearm yet, that is an outstanding way in order to get them the opportunity for them to choose the firearm that works best for them. The basic handgun class, we bring a whole bunch of guns out into the range. We have them set up in the stalls, and then you rotate from stall to stall. You take your ammunition with you. Again, if you get the training pass, you get the ammunition that you need for that class, so that's the entire cost. And by the time you finish that basic handgun class, not only will you have picked up all the safety material and information that you need to handle the firearm safely, all the accuracy and procedural handling of the firearm in order to load it and charge it, unload it safely, clear malfunctions, place accurate shots, and then you'll also have the chance to try several different guns and figure out which ones really work for you. If you narrow that down to maybe 2 or 3, at the end of the class, you'll have an opportunity to try those out and compare them against each other and figure out which is the right gun for you personally, the one that really works for you, that feels good when you shoot it, not just great when you pick it up, which you can do anywhere, but until you actually have a chance to shoot it, you don't really know which is the right gun for you. So that's what the basic handgun class allows you to do. Plus, it gives you the confidence that when you then follow up with the concealed carry class, you really have all the skills you need, and that takes an awful lot of stress off of the range time for the concealed carry class. Some people, when they're getting ready for that class, they are very seriously nervous about the time that it's to head into the range when we go for the qualification. We don't want that to be the case. It's really easy to get rid of all those nerves by just getting the training that you need, a little bit of extra practice, getting comfortable with the firearms that you finally choose to use. And then even if you haven't purchased that firearm, when you go to the concealed carry class, you'll know which is the right gun for you. You can use that same gun. Again, we'll provide the ammo for that class as part of the training pass, and you'll have the whole thing done. Now, as it happens, we have both a basic handgun class coming up this next week, and a concealed carry class on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So if you're interested in doing that, you may even want to give that early Christmas present and let people that you love or someone that you're looking to be able to get that opportunity, someone you know has been wanting to do that. This is a week you can do that. Right before Christmas, we're going to have both of those classes in this following week. We'll also, of course, have classes next year, and that training pass is good for any time in the next year, so you'd be able to sign up for those classes and take them at that time. So if you do want to give it as a Christmas present, it's certainly a great opportunity to do that on Christmas as well, and then get signed up for the classes later. You do not need to register for the classes at the time that you purchase the training pass, so that can be up to the person who you give it to make it work best for their schedule. It is a really super opportunity. Something else that's going on at Sim Trainer right now is we're having a Christmas raffle, and that's only up through the 23rd is when you can buy tickets. Tickets are $10 each, or 3 for $25. And we have five different chances, five different rifles or opportunities to win. We have a Rock River BTB M4 rifle. It's an AR-15 style rifle. Great. Back to basics is what the BTB stands for. It's a great rifle. We also have the Training Plus, which I'll talk about in a little bit. We also have a Smith & Wesson Shield 2.0, a great little gun for concealed carry, if that's the gun that works for you. We also, I mentioned the Securit Fastbox 47, that is also that is on sale. We also have that as part of the raffle, along with the Gun Vault Speed Vault. So the two of those together, the Speed Vault allows you to store handgun in a place where you can mount it to the wall and then put in your combination and it drops open and you can get it very quickly. And then we also have any in-stock Crimson Trace handgun laser, and those are the five options of the things that you can win. We'll be drawing that on Christmas Eve. Tickets are being sold now through December 23rd. So you can come on down to Sim Trainer, and if you buy 10 tickets, or if you pick up 10 tickets to sell and sell all 10 tickets, in addition to that, you'll get a $20 Sim Trainer gift card. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great way for you to get maybe some of that, give some of those raffle tickets to folks for Christmas. Give it to them a little bit early, obviously, since they'll want to know that they won before the Christmas, and they'll be able to come by and pick up on Christmas Eve. You'll be able to pick up the gun when we do that drawing. So if you want a gun or some of those other things as well, it is a really special thing. It's something that we've tried to do every year. There are many different options and ways we've done this. This year we've got a couple of different guns plus training and lasers that you can attach to an existing gun or a new gun that you're looking to get. So we would love for you to come down to the range at Sim Trainer, and we will help you figure that out, figure out what works best for you. But especially if you are looking to purchase a firearm for somebody for Christmas, don't do it. Get the gift certificate or get one of the training passes, or especially if they don't already have handgun training and a significant amount of handgun experience and they know exactly which gun they want, that training pass is the best way to get them both the training that they need, plus figure out which gun they want, and then get them prepared for the concealed carry class and have the whole thing purchased together in one package. A super deal. Now, when we come back from the break, which we'll do here in a few minutes, I'll talk a little bit more about the Training Pass Plus, because that's a deal for people who already have their concealed handgun license, want to get a little bit more advanced training, and still be able to shoot recreationally, come back and practice the skills that they've learned in those classes. So, if you'd like to be part of the show, please call the studio at 457-1290. I'd love to take your call and find out what is interesting you, what your questions are about concealed carry, about the law, pending legislation, or whatever other questions you have. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Right now, join Everybody Fitness and pay only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join and work out for only $9.95 a month with no long-term commitment. Everybody Fitness is committed to having the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town for a great workout experience. So come and work out on tons of exercise machines and rows of cardio for only $9.95 per month. We also have lots of other amenities like group fitness, childcare, tanning, and more. So stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
It's time to get your pumpkin on at Frisch's Big Boy. Come on in for that delicious hometown favorite pumpkin pie you crave. How about our new smooth and creamy pumpkin cheesecake? It's so good. Or maybe you're wanting to dive into that colossal one-of-a-kind taste of our pumpkin spice caramel cake. All of these incredible pumpkin dessert favorites are handmade from scratch with care. Favorites like these can only be found at Frisch's Big Boy. So you better hurry in and get your pumpkin on, because these great pumpkins won't last forever.
We're counting down to our New Year's Eve weekend bash at Miami Valley Gaming. And let me tell you, it's going to be the best party in town. In fact, it's 4 days of parties, and they're all free. Starting on Friday, we'll have live music, entertainment, dancing, food and drink specials, and of course, balloon drops. And it's F-R-E-E. Seriously, this is one weekend-long party you don't want to miss at Miami Valley Gaming.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting From the Hip. And if you'd like to be part of the show, please call the studio at 457-1290. I'd love to take your questions or hear your comments about things that have been going on. And if there's any questions that you have, I'd love to be able to see if I can give you a decent answer to them. One of the things that we've tried to do here on Shooting From the Hip from the very beginning when we started almost 10 years ago was to keep the opinions and the facts separate. We're happy to share our opinions, but when we're talking about reality and talking about facts, we make it a very fact-based discussion, and there are a lot of issues that, unfortunately, that's not always the case. Again, if you have an issue or a question that you'd like to bring up, we'd love to be able to discuss it. Bring your facts and we'll have a great conversation. Just before the break, I talked about the training pass and opportunities that you can pick up at Sim Trainer in order to learn the basics for handling handguns. Our basic handgun class will allow you to select a firearm that is perfect for concealed carry for you or for someone that you love. Let them choose that gun for themselves. Well, I also mentioned that we have a Training Pass Plus. Now, not everybody hasn't already had basic training, or maybe you've already selected your firearm and you've already had your concealed carry class. You already have your concealed handgun license, but you'd like to take it up to the next notch. Step it up a level and be that much more prepared for the eventuality when you would be forced into using deadly force to defend yourself or someone else. So if you didn't think you got everything that you'd like to have in the concealed carry class, and frankly, with the number of hours that we have in concealed carry and the amount of time spent in the range, it's not going to be possible to do that for everybody. That's the reason we put together Training Pass Plus. Training Pass Plus is a program that we just started a little bit a few months ago. What it gets you is a one-year membership to Sim Trainer, which is $250, and it gets you all five of our Advanced Handgun Series classes. Those five classes are Mastering Marksmanship Fundamentals, so you take your marksmanship to the next level. Also, that includes drawing from the holster. So if that's not something you've actually had training in, let me tell you, it is not something that you just kind of automatically know how to do and do correctly, and especially do safely under stress. We cover that in our Advanced Handgun Level 1 class, Mastering Marksmanship Fundamentals. Actually, from that class forward, almost everything that we do in the Advanced Handgun Series will be from the holster. We recommend that you use the concealed carry holster that you plan to carry and use that as the holster that you train with so that you get practice with it and that you get very much more comfortable with the equipment that you are going to carry on a daily basis. Handgun Level 2 is barricade and position shooting. So it gives you an opportunity to learn how to shoot from different positions, such as standing, which is the way most people learn, also kneeling, squatting, seated, and seated facing the direction or facing a different direction from where the threat is. Also laying flat on your back, because many of the violent encounters don't start out as a deadly threat, but then if you were to get physically disabled, knocked to the ground, and you're laying flat on your back as the assailant continues to approach. If you've never actually practiced drawing and firing from that position, your likely response is going to be to do what you've always done, which is to try to get up. That may not be an option. You may not have time for that. In handgun level two, we also give you the opportunity to learn how to shoot and to feel what it's like to draw safely and shoot accurately from laying on your back. Handgun level three is our move and shoot class. It's a lot of fun. It's a class that a lot of people like to take again because it's something you really can't do in the stall. That's true for some of the other things that I've just mentioned about handgun two, but it's especially true for move and shoot because you just don't have room in the stall to adequately move around and shoot while you are moving, and then also to shoot at moving targets. We have some targets that pop up. We have a target that runs across the back of the range, and you have to track it, place accurate shots on it from different distances, from behind cover, and so forth, in different situations. That's a great class. It's a class that a lot of people like to take. You'll learn how to shoot at moving targets and how to shoot while you are moving. And let me tell you, if you're a shotgun shooter, shooting a handgun at a moving target is different. If you lead with a handgun, you'll probably miss off the front of the target. So actually, people who know how to shoot wing shoot with a shotgun are some of the folks who have the most to relearn when they go to that move and shoot class. Handgun level four is our low-level light class, where we will teach you to use a flashlight or the light that's attached to your firearm. If you have one of those, if that's the way that you typically carry, you're perfectly welcome to do that. It allows you to shoot not only with a light, but also in low light where you have to find your sights, but you don't want to use a light because that could give away your position and it might give you a disadvantage by doing that. So we also teach you how to find your sights in low level light. If you take that class and you don't already have night sights on your gun, that'll probably be one of the times that you say, you know, there's an accessory that I need. Now, that is the one accessory that we recommend anybody have on a gun that they plan to use for concealed carry. And we'll show you what it's like to shoot in that with your night sights and give you the opportunity to see that low-level light condition, not atypical for where you might find yourself in a parking lot in the evening or at home. If there's a home invasion and you hear something go bump in the night, that might be the condition when you would need to be able to see your gun and see where it's aiming without being able to, without wanting to turn on lights. The last class in the five handgun series is spontaneous assault. So that's kind of the capstone class, and that's where we teach you to spontaneously respond to the visual presentation of a target and take care of what is necessary, maybe get to cover, either moving forward or backward. All of those things are things that we cover. Normally that series is $500. The full year membership is usually $250. With a training class plus, you get both of those for $500. It includes the full year membership, and if you already have a membership, you can just use it to extend your membership. And if you want to make it a family membership, you can add that for $125. All right, we're going to head out into the news center with Dave Daniels, and I'll be back after the break. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, a fugitive Miami Valley soccer coach who's been on the run from the law for 45 days is back in custody.
I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. A soggy Saturday, but what can we expect tomorrow? Your forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Well, just when it looked like we were getting back to normal, we've got a couple more accidents to tell you about. 75 northbound at Stanley Avenue, and we've got one reported 75 northbound at Wagner Ford Road. We are seeing a backup in that area. How extensive that is unknown right now. We also have an accident in Miami Township in the 5100 block of Soldiers Home, Miamisburg Road, and that looks to be it for this hour. Again, we will keep you updated all afternoon long as the rain continues to play havoc with our traffic in the Miami Valley. Our top story, a fugitive soccer coach convicted of sex offenses involving a 14-year-old girl is caught in Florida. Justin Smith was arrested in the Florida Panhandle late Friday night.
Sheriff's officials there tell us they captured him in an area populated by townhomes near Fort Walton Beach. We're working to learn more about what led to his arrest.
WHIO's Mike Campbell says Smith may have met a woman on a dating site who told investigators where he was after researching him online. Well, we're going to have a soggy afternoon for our Saturday, but temperatures are staying a bit warmer than normal.
Drive carefully this afternoon. We are going to be dealing with rounds of rain that could produce some ponding on the roads. Also, winds are going to be gusty today, anywhere from 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini has the exclusive WHIO forecast in just a few moments. A federal judge in Texas has ruled the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, as unconstitutional. The next Speaker of the House already condemning that decision.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the ruling monstrous and says the House will act quickly to intervene when Democrats take control next month.
Fox's Jack Callahan says supporters of the ruling argue that Obamacare offered unaffordable premiums and forced people away from doctors they liked. Now to Washington, where Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be resigning from his position soon, the president taking to Twitter to confirm that news today. The administration expected to announce a new nominee for the post next week. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Rain covering the Miami Valley this hour. The heaviest rain to our west around Eaton and up to our northeast around Springfield and Urbana. Some stretching back into Troy as well. It's 46 degrees in Huber Heights, 45 in Springfield, and 46 degrees in Dayton at 233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
At Target, it's time to give, gather, and save with weekly holiday deals. This week only, save $10 when you spend $50 on toys, or save $25 when you spend $100 on toys, like a Pick Me Pops Unicorn Super Flip, LOL Bigger Surprise, a Power Wheels Jeep, or whatever else is on their toy wish list. For shopping well played and holidays so made, grab the coolest Target toys for hip hips and hoorays. Gather round for weekly holiday deals all season long, only at Target. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekend. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting From the Hip. Glad that you've joined us this wet afternoon. If you're new to the show, you may want to go to pick up some of the previous information about the show and sign up for our podcast. You can do that at sim-trainer.com/radio, and it will take you to our radio page. kind of old pictures of Jeff and I, but that's the way it goes. It is, at least in the new studio. And if you'd like to find out more about the show itself, listen to some of the previous shows, go to find the podcast archive. We'd love to have you do that there as well. You can also sign up on our Facebook page or go to the bottom of the page and you'll find a link to our Twitter feed as well. I'm not a big Twitter person myself, but we do have some folks who manage that for the range and do a great job getting the information out. If you'd like to contact us, there's also a link there to contact us. And that just takes it to the email link, the contact us link. That'll send an email to the range, and we will get that information, and we will try to respond to you directly, as well as perhaps add some content to the show and answer the questions that you've asked as part of the show as well. Today is December 15th, which many of you may realize is a special day in this country's history. And if you aren't aware of that, then let me let you in on what is should not be a secret. Today is Bill of Rights Day. This is the 227th anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. It is what guarantees, not grants, mind you, but guarantees your right to keep and bear arms, among many other rights. It was something that was a negotiated part of the agreement of getting the Constitution in the first place. The Federalists did not think that such a thing was necessary because, in their minds, what they had written as the boundaries of the Constitution were more than enough to keep the government from overreaching and getting into the lives of individual citizens in ways that they had very recently experienced, having just won independence from the crown, the King of England. And so the Anti-Federalists didn't agree with that. They thought that additional protections were required. And as a compromise, as in part of negotiation, there was a Bill of Rights that was agreed to be included as the first amendments to the Constitution. There were initially 12 of them. Two of those did not survive the ratification process. One of them was eventually ratified 200 and some odd years later. And that is what changed. It sets the certain limits on it. It's a great story. In fact, I'm not going to try to go through the whole thing and give you a history of the whole thing. But it is among those was what is now the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When you see all of the laws that have been passed since that time, many of which actually do infringe your right to keep and bear arms, it's a good thing that the Anti-Federalists stood their ground and made sure that certain rights of the people were codified, included as part of the Constitution as the first in the first 10 amendments. And we now have that, have been many times gone back to those, referenced those first 10 amendments in many things. The freedom of speech, or the ability to say what you think without having the risk of being put in jail simply because you disagree with the government. The right to freely assemble, to petition your leaders for in redress of grievances, to express religion the way you choose to express it. I'm a strong Third Amendment advocate. A lot of people aren't as familiar with the Third Amendment. I don't think the government should be allowed to forcibly have you quarter soldiers because they just choose if, and this was something that has been actually happened. It was very much a part of what happened during the Revolution. So that was part of the reason why they were concerned about that. You've probably heard much more about the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. In any case, today is the 227th anniversary of the ratification of that really prescient document. I would recommend that you take some time today and go in and read it. Not just even the Bill of Rights, all of the amendments, plus the entire Constitution. I think that's a great idea. It's something that we need to remind ourselves of regularly. And Bill of Rights Day is a great day to do that. Constitution Day is another great day to do that. We don't often have either of those fall on a radio show day, but I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about that just a little bit and to maybe give you an incentive to go look it up. You can go to the National Archives, both images and the full text of all of those founding documents are available there. And that's a good way to remind yourself and to pass that along to future generations as to what it is that our founders had in mind when they created this country and the boundaries they set up around the government and also the protections that they provided for the citizens who were of the country. Shooting from the Hip is, we're now in our 10th year. Sim Trainer's been around a little bit longer than that. And you've heard Jeff and I talk about holsters and other products that we've had at the range for most of that time. A couple of years ago, Andy Hostetter came to us with a product he developed, a custom holster that just worked better. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you've probably heard Andy join us a few times to talk about it. The results of his tireless efforts are now available from Haas Custom Holsters. They're among the best handmade Kydex and Kydex leather hybrid holsters out there. They're handcrafted right here in the Dayton area with your safety and comfort in mind. You need a holster that works. If you're going to carry a firearm on a daily basis, you need something that's comfortable and something that will make sure the gun is held securely until you need it. And that's true whether you're at the range or everyday carry, and especially it needs to be made for your gun. You probably spent a lot of time and thought choosing your firearm. Haas Holsters puts the same diligence into building a holster specifically for your gun. If it seems overwhelming, jump on HaasCustomHolsters.com, use the contact link, and Andy will happily answer your questions himself and guide you through finding exactly what you need. Or feel free to stop in at Sim Trainer, check out the quality and the utility of these holsters, try them on, ask any of our staff to help you find the Haas holster models that fit both you and your guns perfectly. Yes, each gun I carry has its own Haas custom holster. So go to HaasCustomHolsters.com, check out the full line of models and styles, and place your order today. Or come by the range and try one out. If we don't have what you want, we can also place an order for you right there on the spot. That's a great Christmas gift, too, by the way. If you have a holster, if you know someone who needs a holster and you know what firearm they carry, that is, Haas Custom Holsters is a great way to make sure that they're carrying in a way that's comfortable and safe, and that will serve them for a very long time. So take a look at those. Come on down to the range or go to HaasCustomHolsters.com to see the wide variety of holsters that Andy's made available. One of the things that happened a few months ago, and we weren't on the air at the time when it actually went into effect, it kind of slipped by, didn't slip by my notice, but it slipped by talking about it much on the air, and that is that there was a bill that was passed, Senate Bill 81, and it was signed into law back in August, and it became effective on Monday, November 5th. Senate Bill 81 specifies that active duty military and retired honorably discharged veterans will have their fees waived for initial and renewed concealed handgun licenses. Now, it's not a waiver of having a license, which is actually the case for active duty military who have firearms handgun qualification as part of their training. They do not need to have a concealed handgun license to legally carry concealed in Ohio. There are some special requirements for that. That's a completely different provision. What this does is just waives the fee. So if you are a retired or honorably discharged veteran, or you're on active duty and you choose to get a concealed handgun license, take your documentation with you to the sheriff's office and they will waive your fee. It basically goes from either $67 or $50 for a renewal to $0. And that is something that you just need to bring the documentation. If you're separated, DD-214. You also have to have training requirement. If you have military training, that is suitable. You have to show the documentation of that training. Otherwise, you need to take a regular concealed handgun class, and like we offer at Sim Trainer, and we'd be happy to do that. In fact, even if you don't need to take the class by legal requirement, I encourage you to do so because of the things that we cover in the class, the very practical, legal, and personal aspects about carrying a concealed handgun. So if that's something that you're interested in doing, you can still take the class. Again, I mentioned at the beginning of the show our training pass. It's a great way to do that for people who are looking to get a concealed handgun license and want to get either initial training or at least a good refresher training, maybe find the right gun for them. That's a great way to do that by using the training pass. But once you go to the sheriff's office, you take your documentation, and you will not need to pay the fees normally associated with getting a license. I heard on the news here, by the way, if you're interested in joining the show, please do that. Call the studio at 457-1290. It'll get you up on the board. Find out what it is that a little bit that you'd like to talk about and get you on the air. I'd love to have your questions and know that I'm answering questions you're interested in instead of just talking to hear myself speak. And I know there's a lot of you out there listening as well, but knowing what you'd like to talk about, that always helps keep it interesting for everyone, because if you have a question, somebody else probably has that same question as well. In the news during this week on listening to WHIO radio, and I listen pretty much anytime I'm in my vehicle to WHIO radio, I heard a story that came up that puzzled me a little bit. And basically it said that that the Ohio Senate was not going to take up I'll quote, controversial stand your ground gun bill, and that would kill the bill for the current legislative section. That's true. The lawmakers can bring the issue back in January with the new legislature. But I was trying to figure out exactly what bill it was that wasn't going to be taken up, because as we mentioned last week, there was a bill that did pass and has gone from the Senate back to the House, was passed again in the House after amendments, and is waiting for the governor to either sign or veto. So I was trying to figure out what bill it is, and frankly, I haven't been able to determine. To be fair, it's not the reporter's fault that she didn't get back to me very quickly, because I didn't ask until today. But I have been checking my email to see if there was an answer, and so I really don't know what bill they're talking about here. It is true that Stand Your Ground legislation was pulled out of the bill that did pass and is on the governor's desk for signature. So Stand Your Ground, or removal of the duty to retreat, which is actually a more accurate way to describe it, is not in the bill that was passed and potentially would either be signed or, if vetoed, likely would be have that veto overridden. That still happens. There were many provisions we talked about last week. I'm not going to go over them all again, but if you'd like to listen to last week's show, we'll try to get that. Well, you can certainly hear the discussion that we had. We had a great discussion and had a state representative come in and talked about it as well. I missed the cue, and I suppose that means that we don't need to take a stop right yet, but we're almost due for a break anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and break now. We've got somebody on the phone who wants to talk. Rex, I'll get to you right after the break. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
Right now, join Everybody Fitness and pay only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join a workout for only $9.95 a month with no long-term commitment. Everybody Fitness is committed to having the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town for a great workout experience. So come and work out on tons of exercise machines and rows of cardio for only $9.95 per month. We also have lots of other amenities like group fitness, childcare, tanning, and more. So stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Old, odd, and valuable come together at Belmont Coin and Jewelry. Industry low prices on only the highest quality GIA certified diamonds. Belmont Coin and Jewelry specializes in loose diamond appraisals, purchases, and sales. Choose from a wide range of ever-changing diamonds. Gifts for all occasions. Call 937-252-6895 or visit BelmontCoins.com. That number again is 252-6895. Honest appraisals, accurate prices, Belmont Coin and Jewelry.
Hi, I'm David Turpin, president of Dayton Progress, and I'm speaking to you today about the wonderful opportunities that await you at Dayton Progress Corporation. Start your career with us now. Dayton Progress is an equal opportunity employer.
Dayton Progress Corporation is a 70-plus-year-old locally headquartered global manufacturing company with 1,500 employees in 10 factories and 20,000 customers in more than 70 countries. You can have a great career in manufacturing. Dayton Progress is hiring entry-level manufacturing positions with competitive wages plus great benefits. Dayton Progress also offers college tuition reimbursement, promotions from within the company, thousands of dollars in bonuses, a 401k, private health, including vision and dental, free life insurance, company events, and company service recognition. Dayton Progress is a great Dayton company that will train you in their classroom. Apply in person at 500 Progress Road in West Carrollton or submit your resume to jobs at DaytonProgress.com. That's jobs at DaytonProgress.com.
Come see Dayton's newest holiday tradition, a carol on Christmas. Every night, November 28th through December 30th, Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. Carillon Historical Park's 65-acre campus is transformed into a winter wonderland, featuring light displays, Santa's toy shop, live music, carousel and train rides, holiday shopping and treats, historical demos, and more. Close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Visit DaytonHistory.org for more info.
Don't let the cold beat you down this winter. A new Carrier system installed by Integrity Heating and Cooling can help keep you warm. Contact us today to find out how our new systems can save you thousands in energy bills. Call 937-603-4935. Visit IntegrityHeatingOH.com or see us on Facebook. Proudly serving the Dayton area with 24/7 emergency service, no interest for 60 months, and an A-plus rating with the BBB. Integrity Heating and Cooling, along with Carrier, turn to the experts.
On the mild side today, but with rounds of rain and gusty winds, we'll see those showers continue on throughout the afternoon and into early evening. Temperatures reach about 50 in Dayton, could stay a little cooler to the north. Tonight, everyone gets into the upper 30s. Rain showers will end on Sunday. We'll stay dry for the rest of the day with clouds breaking for sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and we're glad that you've joined us on this rainy, wet Saturday afternoon. Kind of warm for the middle of December. Should probably be snowing out there, so I guess we can be glad that it's not doing that. There are a bunch of bumper cars playing games out in the on the roads today, so be careful as you're driving around out there. Let's jump out to the phones and talk to Rex, who's calling from Greenville. Rex, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in about the Stand Your Ground law that our governor is threatening to veto.
Okay. Actually, the bill that is on his desk doesn't include the Stand Your Ground or removal of the duty to retreat, but there are many other provisions it does include.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not completely familiar with all that's included in that bill.
Okay. It is a fairly complicated bill, and it does it was bills that were combined together, several things that were included. I don't really have time in the few minutes that we have left in the show to go through everything. But let me just hit a few of the high points. The biggest one, and the one that I think is the most important and the one we addressed last week, is the shifting of burden of proof in cases of self-defense. Right now in Ohio, if you use a firearm in self-defense, it is on you, the person who was attacked and defending yourself, to prove that your self-defense was justified. And the only exceptions to that are if you're in your home or your car, where the Castle Doctrine applies.
Okay.
So we're the only state in the country that has that provision in law. Arizona was the last one to remove that provision and instead put the burden of proof on the prosecutor to prove that it was not justified self-defense. This bill will do that. And in addition, it will shift the level of proof that's required, even for the Castle Doctrine conditions where the prosecutor has to prove that it was not self-defense. Right now, that only has to prove by a preponderance of the evidence, or it's more likely than not. And this bill will put it to the same standard as all other criminal cases, which is to say they will have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So that's probably the biggest thing and the most important thing that is in there. It also strengthens statewide preemption to make sure that other people, that cities that think they want to control your ability to carry guns in certain places, they will not have the ability to do that. It redefines shotguns so that Ohio law aligns with federal law. And the classic example is the Mossberg Shockwave, which is federally is permitted. It meets all the legal standards. But because of outdated definitions in Ohio, you're not technically allowed to possess one without special qualifications and permits and so forth. It does something for straw purchases, which it basically enhances the state penalties for what is already a federal crime. It eliminates the requirement. There's a completely ridiculous requirement that some places that do not require, that do not prohibit you from carrying guns, they still have to post no gun signs because a different section of the law says they have to. So that's a technical change. And it recognizes that your concealed handgun license is sufficient documentation at a law enforcement stop, so you won't have to have an additional form of ID as you currently do. Your concealed handgun license is not ID. You have to have a driver's license or passport or something else with it. So that's kind of a quick summary of the things that are left in the bill. The provision that would have removed the requirement to also have a duty to retreat when you're not in your home or your car, that was stripped from the bill in order to get it through the Senate and to maintain a veto-proof majority, because the governor had already promised he would veto the bill before it was even finalized as to what was in it. So that's kind of a quick summary. Does that kind of get it for you?
Yeah, I think I understand this. So they took that out just so it could go to his desk.
Basically, I think it probably would have made it to his desk, but it might not have made a veto-proof majority. And if he vetoed it as promised, then there wouldn't be enough senators and representatives to override the veto if they had left that provision in. So it's something that can come back next year. And I think it's something that those of us who feel strongly about these issues need to make sure that our state senator and representative know what we believe about that. There were some senators you might think would have supported that based on their affiliation and some of the things they've said in the past. And then they decided, no, I really think common sense gun legislation is where we need to be. That's just a different way of saying gun control. Rex, thanks very much for calling the show. And we're almost out of time. I do want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We will not be on the air next week, and we will have an abbreviated show the week after Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everyone, and I hope to see you at the range. Stop by, get those last-minute gifts, including gift certificates. Don't forget the Training Pass and Training Pass Plus, and we'd be happy to help you fill those Christmas stockings any way that you can. Merry Christmas from Sim Trainer and Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.